Hey, Loco sports fans. When you hear Horizon Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, think advanced, local, and specialized therapy care. The team at Horizon prides themselves on the diversity of their 30-plus specialized treatment programs, including advanced sports medicine and orthopedic care, as they offer the area's only Alter-G treadmill and have an indoor heated resistance therapy pool. For nearly 15 years, Horizon's outpatient, physical, occupational, and sports medicine programs have been addressing the needs of athletes, weekend warriors, and their fans. At any level, at any age or stage, their specialized therapists and athletic trainers are ready to get you back in the game. Visit horizonrehabilitation.com for more information or call 843-671-REHAB. That's 843-671-REHAB. Horizon Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, proud sponsors of LocoSports.com.
Hey, Loco sports fans, welcome to another Loco sit down. Today we are joined by Abby Peduzzi, who's got a handful of championship rings from Hilton Head Christian Academy, been racking them up on the basketball court for years, and now you've got one from soccer to go with it. So we just wanted to get you on and talk a little bit about this soccer season, but just also about the culture of girls sports that you guys have created at Hilton Head Christian and the success you've had in these recent years. How much fun are you having right now being an Eagle? It has to be an absolute blast.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. And definitely winning these state championships just makes it so much better, you know.
Absolutely. We just came off a spectacular soccer season. Just an amazing run you guys had. You had a rough start, but you guys are just making a transition from, you know, from winter to spring sports. And, you know, after that first game, you guys really figured it out and ran the postseason gauntlet all the way to a state championship. So, what did you guys learn from that opening defeat, and what kind of clicked for you guys down the stretch, and how you all bought into to get that state championship?
Yeah, when we first lost to Pinewood, I think that was our first game after, I think it was on a Tuesday, like, so we had one practice after and we lost 10-0, and Rosa, you know, our head coach just kept telling us, like, keep your heads up, this isn't how our season's gonna go. They're obviously a really good opponent, and that we just had to, like, keep working on our skills and work together as a team, and that, you know, we could do it if we just kept working.
Well, you mentioned Coach Rosa Smith there. You never know with a first-year head coach how that's going to go. What was it about her coaching style or her personality that allowed you guys to really mesh so well and improve so much so quickly?
So she played college soccer, so I definitely think that helped. So she had a drive to win, and she told us, you know, we had our little meeting at the beginning of the season, you know, we're here to win a state championship, and that was our goal. And I think with previous years, we, like, the coaches wanted us to win, but they weren't fully bought in, and I think Rosa and Coach Lori bought into it and made us buy in and, you know, pushed us to be our best each day, so, you know, that we could win.
Really just a dominant performance from you guys in the state championship over Myrtle Beach Christian. 3-0, just a very impressive way to end the season, wrap up the championship. Tell me about the approach going into that last game and how proud you were of how you guys played and finished off an amazing spring with the state championship.
I was super proud of my teammates because, you know, we knew going in that the game before I had scored 3 goals, so they were probably going to double team me or, you know, put a lot of focus on stopping my goals. So I was told that, I was like, guys, like, if you get an open shot, take it, because I probably won't be getting many shots. And they did that, and they really stepped up, you know, Devin and Bless and Addie, and I was really happy for them. So
tell me just a little bit about, you know, you've got several girls who are on both the basketball and the soccer teams and have just kind of become accustomed to winning, I mean, and to winning state championships. How much of that success and confidence and knowing how to win carries over from the basketball court to the soccer program?
Yeah, when we first, on the first couple of days, you know, of soccer, we kept, like, we'd relate it back to basketball. Whenever we'd have, like, team meetings, we'd be like, in basketball, and we'd share something we'd do, or, like, we would do this in basketball. And I think they probably got tired of hearing us keep talking about in basketball, but, you know, it's true because we've won 3 state championships, you know, we're doing something right there. And so I just think what we've learned in basketball and things we've shared and helped them. And, you know, now we all have a state championship in soccer, so we have a pretty good, like.
Well, speaking of basketball, another spectacular season over on the court as well. A third straight title. That's just amazing. What does that mean to you to be part of this special program here that Kenny Conroy has developed at Hilton Head Christian Academy? And how have you stepped up your game, particularly in the postseason, to help get you guys to this incredible success that you've earned yet again here in 2021?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, the first year I was in eighth grade when I played up. And so each year I've kind of added a little more to the team. I didn't really play then. And then my freshman year, I played a little more. And then this year, you know, definitely a lot more. And, you know, I just think working on like our transition is what we worked a lot to, you know, to get there. Coach Jerome told us that that was what's going to be like that. That'll is what's going to make us win, because teams are really slow in transition. And so we worked on that a ton. And I definitely think that helped us a lot, you know, out into the playoffs and the postseason.
Well, your family, of course, is very intertwined with Hilton Head Christian Academy athletics, and your brother and dad won a state championship in the fall as well with the football team. How much of that, I mean, what is that atmosphere like in the Peduzzi family? It seems like it would be pretty competitive, pretty, you know, get after it whenever you guys, even if it's a board game or whatever, it seems like there's going to be somebody's going to flip the board. There's going to be some intense emotions involved, right?
Yes, it is very competitive for sure. My mom is very competitive. My dad, I think they both instilled that in my brother and I. And games, they're not too friendly. We get very, you know, tight. No one wants to lose, obviously. And I think that's definitely helped us, having that mentality.
Yeah, the competitive nature certainly helped all of you achieve some amazing success. You know, of course, you mentioned Ron Peduzzi, your father, and then your brother, JP, who's an amazing three-sport athlete himself, a state champion in football, going to be playing at the next level. First of all, what has he meant to you in terms of that brother-sister relationship, and what has he taught you about how to succeed in sports? And secondly, you know, it must be getting hard to find any more room for all the trophies you guys are winning. That trophy case is getting pretty packed out there down there in the Peduzzi house.
Yeah, I think we're going to turn his room into a trophy room when he goes off to college. And, you know, I'm super proud of him and happy for him that he's getting to play at the next level. And I think he's instilled, you know, leadership into me and the will to always work hard, you know, outwork everyone. And yeah, he's just a hard worker. And I think he's put that into me. And
what did it mean to you? You know what it like feels like to win a state championship on the field, but to be there as a sister and a daughter cheering on your dad and your brother for the football state championship, how is that different when you're out on the field able to impact the game versus when you're, you know, on the sidelines or in the stands?
Yeah, it's definitely different, because I was for the football team, I'm the water girl. So I'm on the sideline. So I'm like there, here and everything, but you know, I can't do anything about it. I can't go out there and do something. So it's definitely way more nerve-wracking, I think, knowing that it's in someone else's hands and that they have full control what they're doing. But yeah, it's different for sure.
Well, you've also had the opportunity to play with some amazing seniors like Dior Shelton, Michaela Kelka, Jasmine Campbell, Brielle McCarthy before that. And what impressed you the most every practice and every game? And how do you hope to emulate their play in the years to come?
Yeah, in practices, you know, all those seniors, they really push us to work hard. I mean, Coach Conroy does, but they just bring it to the next level. And, you know, practice is always, we take it at 100% every drill. You do 100%. I think that's what's gotten us this far. And their leadership they show in practices and in games just really helps our team, you know, brings us together. And I think they really made an impact on the team. And Dior will definitely be missed next year, but hopefully, you know, me and Kenzie and Skylar, you know, we'll all be able to bring up the team and leadership in that way.
That backcourt is looking insane. Devin Yard, the speed of her, Molly Smith, and then yourself holding them down over there. I mean, how excited are you about the future of this Hilton Head Christian County basketball program with the talent returning?
Yeah, I'm super excited. You know, I think we can keep doing it in the next couple of years, you know, continue our traditions and championships. But we did, I think it was on Thursday, we got some bittersweet news for sure that Rosa and Jerome and Molly will be moving to Florida next year. And Coach Jerome got a job down in Orlando with Disney. And so we will definitely miss them next year. They've been a huge asset to HHCA. And, you know, Molly will miss for sure. And we'll just have to, you know, fill in that spot and find someone. We're going to miss her presence on the court for sure. And Coach Jerome is positive energy and basketball and, you know, everything that family brings to the school.
Well, look at this, Abby Peduzzi, breaking news on the podcast here about roster changes and coaching changes and everything else. Do you feel like you're starting to grow into that leadership role that, you know, you've kind of been able to defer to the seniors and the captains and those things over the years, but do you feel like you're ready to start taking on a little bit more as far as that goes?
Yeah, I think for sure I've, you know, watching the seniors throughout the year, they've definitely taught me and I've grown so much from learning from them. And I think just in these next couple of years, I'll definitely step into that role. And I think I'm ready for it.
Tell me about where you see yourself, what role, what skill set is going to be the most important for you to help keep this state championship run going here for Hilton and Christian County basketball.
Yeah, I think being a vocal leader, definitely, because you know, I may not always be the best on the court, but if I can just keep my teammates, you know, positive about the situation we're in and to keep pushing and be a leader by example, by, you know, always going 100 during practice and, you know, pushing them, everyone to be their best out there, then, you know, I think we can keep that tradition going.
For you, you know, as you start to think about your high school career winding down, you're on the latter half of it now, and you start to think about the next level, I'm sure that's something that's on your radar. What are you thinking? Are you expecting to focus on one sport or the other, or do you feel like you want to just kind of let it play out and see what happens?
For sure, I definitely want to play at the next level. Right now, I'd say it's probably between volleyball and soccer. I mean, more on the volleyball side. I haven't said no to any of them, obviously. You know, I'll keep my options open. I'm just looking to see, you know, I obviously have to make a decision here soon, but any of them I would be grateful to play, but I think volleyball might be.
Well, it's been a big year for you guys, not just championship wise, but you also made a big move over to Bluffton. Tell me about your thoughts on the new campus and what was that experience like, also cutting down nets and your new gym, you know. I always have great memories of the old gym over on the Hilton Head campus, and I'm sure you do as well. But, you know, those facilities over there in Bluffton are fantastic.
Yeah, the Bluffton campus is very nice. You know, the Hilton Head campus will always have those memories there, but getting to cut down the net was just really special, and having the whole student body there the day we did it. And, you know, Dior signing day, that was something that was really, you know, really a happy day. And the like facilities at the new school are very nice. The weight room is nice. You know, the gym, we just got new equipment for everything. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Now we've seen some soccer players, female soccer players, be successful kickers on the football field, Sarah Fuller at Vanderbilt most notably. But is that something, does Pops Big Peduzzi ever try to talk you into coming out and showing off your leg on the football field?
Yeah, he's tried. They started spring football this week and he just nudged a couple of times. He's like, you know, spring football starts today. I was like, yeah, I know. I have volleyball, but I don't know if that's going to happen, but you know, it's two sports. So I don't know. You can't play volleyball in two major sports at HHCA, but yeah, I don't think that one's going to happen.
I think you could probably get it grandfathered in if you wanted to.
Maybe.
Abby, what skills, what qualities of your game and all, across all sports are you the most proud of so far during your time as a high school student athlete at Christian County?
I'd probably say my dedication to it. You know, I think that definitely helps, you know, never missing practice, never missing games, putting in, you know, more work on the weekends. That's definitely, I'm proud of that. It's made me such a better player, I think, going the extra mile and, you know, putting in a little more than everyone else. It really makes a difference, I think.
Well, playing three sports and training year round, you don't have a lot of free time. I know you student athletes are so busy, especially when you're playing multiple sports, but when you get a little downtime, what do you like to do away from the court, the pitch, the weight room? You know, what do you do for fun?
Definitely, I like to go to the beach, play some beach volleyball for fun. Boating and tubing. I play tennis with my mom a lot, and that about takes up most of my time.
Well, Abby, you know, every student athlete faces challenges and adversity during their 4 years, but I think you guys, with the pandemic, it's really pushed things to a whole new level this past year. But you guys came back, you got that basketball season, you got that soccer season in, and you made the most of it. So kind of how did that whole experience last year of seeing your senior peers lose that season motivate you to kind of not take things for granted and step up your game to that next level to pick up a pair of state championships, which must have felt even more amazing?
It's definitely taught me, you know, don't take anything for granted. You know, every day is a precious, you know, gift from God. And each, you know, like questioning when we came into the school year, if we would even have, you know, be in person school. And we've been so fortunate to be able to go to school. I know there's some schools this year that just didn't even do that. And to even play sports and get through all of them and not even have any COVID, you know, have to shut down at all for anything, that's definitely been a blessing. And it's just taught me, you know, just to never take anything for granted. And
well, it's finally your downtime. You get the summer now. What are you going to do this summer that's to take a little break from sports?
I think I'm going on a trip to Hawaii this summer with my family, you know, before my brother goes off to Lenore Ryan for football. So I'm really excited for that.
Heck yeah, lots of beach
time.
Wow,
that sounds awesome.
Water sports.
That sounds awesome. Abby, finally for me, what are your goals going into your next 2 years over Hilton Head Christian Academy? You've accomplished so much. What are your aspirations now in your final two seasons, looking to maybe grab some more state titles and work your way over to the college ranks?
Definitely more state championships is the goal. For right now, I would like to get one in volleyball. You know, I've hit every sport except volleyball so far. And then I think a soccer one and a basketball one we can definitely do next year, you know, if we keep up what we have going. And then just playing at the next level is kind of the ultimate goal. And, you know, looking forward to that.
Well, we've learned not to doubt you, so we're pretty confident that you'll be doing that somewhere in some sport. So thanks so much, Abby, for taking a little time on a Sunday to chat with us. Congratulations on all your success, and we look forward to covering you for a couple more years and then keeping track of you after that.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, thanks so much to Abby Peduzzi, and thanks to you for joining us for this episode of the Loco Sit Down. If you enjoyed it, you can subscribe to the Loco Lowdown podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You'll get a notification every time a new episode drops. Thanks again to Abby. Thanks to you for listening. Until next time, go Loco.